You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The COVID-19 pandemic has caused so much tragedy and turmoil dominated by stories of death, of anger, and fear. But at times, that uncertainty and confusion caused some people to pull together to solve the problems that the coronavirus created. And we wanted to tell one of those stories today. So with us are Amy Bowman with the Nampa Mayor's Office, Mitch Minetti, CEO of the Nampa Chamber of Commerce, and Mari Ramos, the Director of Operations at the Idaho Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the program, all of you.
Thank you.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
So, Amy, can I talk with you first and take us back to March of 2020? Nampa, like all cities, was trying to navigate a new, previously unknown virus. Large gatherings at the Nampa Civic Center, as well as the Fort Idaho Center, had to be stopped. Other restrictions were being put in place. What do you remember about that moment in time?
Oh, that's such a great question. Thank you for having us. I remember a lot of sleepless nights and just that feeling of uncertainty, but also a feeling of hope. How do we come together through the chaos and be the community that I know Nampa to be, which is one of compassion and heartfelt love and just the desire for neighbor to help neighbor.
And Mitch, what do you remember from that time?
Well, Samantha, thank you for including us. I would just agree with Amy, hope. There was no blueprint. There was no curriculum on what to do or how to do this. So we just chose to stay positive and optimistic. And we kind of all just came together and figured it out as we went, as many others did. But definitely uncertain times there. But I'm very proud of the Nampa community and specifically the Nampa business community for coming together versus being decisive.
And Mari, back in March of 2020, you were the Family Community Resource and Engagement Coordinator for the Nampa School District. So as we all know, schools were so impacted. Can you talk about what was happening? Because at one point, I mean, water fountains in the schools were shut down for safety reasons.
Yes, that's one of the first things that happened. And yeah, like both Amy and Mitch have said, we were very fortunate in the Nampa community because we had everybody ready to provide support. So whatever was thrown at us, we had community members ready to step up and make a difference and conquer those challenges. So there was a wonderful community feel and hope that prevailed and overconquered that pandemic.
So here's something interesting though, Mari, when you did have to close those water fountains down, I mean, this happened at my kids' own school. The solution at that point was for kids to bring their own water bottles. And I think for many of us who are more privileged, I mean, you just grab one of your water bottles or you go buy your kid a water bottle and you send them to school with it. For some children, though, that is just not an option, right?
That is correct. And, you know, in the children that we serve through the Family Community Resource Centers, those were children who were sometimes didn't even have enough to wear or eat or, you know, where a water bottle was a luxury item. It wasn't something that they just had around the house or that their parents could buy, you know, when they were really struggling to just survive in those days. So it was a challenge to get those, right?
Right. Well, and that's what I want to talk about because Amy and Mitch, this is at the point of the story where you both jump into action. So, so Amy, I'll start with you. Walk us through what happened next.
Well, if I could just share, so Nampa Ready is the city of Nampa's emergency response effort. And when the pandemic happened, the city helped collaborate. I mean, it was over 30 different organizations. And so we were meeting on a regular basis, I think twice a week and then once a week. And at the beginning of every meeting, we had a space for people to bring the emergency needs or emergent needs that they had. And at one of those meetings, Mari shared, hey, we need some water bottles. And I love that, you know, Mitch, the chamber, the school district, there are so many different organizations that were part of it. But two of the ones right here were, you know, always there every week to help our community. And I just can't thank them enough for all they did. So Mitch is really the hero because he knows everybody. And he, I'll just let him share what he did, I guess.
Because Mitch, you got help from a lot of businesses, right? I mean, you were able through your connections to make this happen.
And quick clarification, Mitch is not the hero. Mitch just was able and fortunate enough to reach out to a few friends that connected the dots. But in this case, that was a fun one. Again, we pride ourselves in Nampa of friends taking care of friends and local people supporting local kids. And in this case, be careful what you ask for, right? I said, well, Mari, how many do you need? And I think she said 500 would be not enough type deal. Wow. And I was like, oh, geez, I was thinking 50. And so I reached out to Rob at NNU, our friends over there, and then CWI, I believe is Audrey and Patrick. And next thing you know, we had 500 water bottles that we were dropping off to Mari, and she got those out to the kids in need. And so that's just a small example. I just give, again, credit and kudos back to the Nampa business community. We could give you example after example. When all the teachers came back after shutdown, not being at the schools for months and months and months, when the teachers came back, again, that Nampa Ready team reached out to all the businesses, and each business sponsored a different school. So we had 50 businesses sponsor 50 schools. So as the teachers showed back up, they had a care package saying, we care about you.
I love when there's a story of good news and people are called heroes and everybody wants to deflect that. But, you know, it is that spirit of collaboration that I can hear in all of your voices, right? Coming together, making this work. So Amy, talk a little bit more about that, because this collaboration between so many people in the Napa area really made such an impact on children who were, you know, I think so heavily impacted by the pandemic.
Yeah. Well, and that's why we had all of these different organizations coming together, because we couldn't individually do it all, but together. I love, you know, the St. Luke's logo, we are better together. And that was really our mantra moving forward with our group. And there were so many, as Mitch said, so many different other exciting big and small successes, but the fact that we in Nampa just kind of linked arms, and, you know, we didn't have to have a public hearing about how to get water bottles or if they were, you know, a certain, we were just able to do it with that goal of being compassionate and caring for one another.
Mari, what was it like to hand out those water bottles to students?
You know, whenever you give a student an item that they don't have, they just light up. It is so nice. And these children, they feel a level of responsibility to their families that maybe some other kids would not. So they don't want to ask their parents for these things. They know their parents are struggling. They know their parents may not have the funds. So when you're able to give them something that they haven't been able to ask for, or maybe they asked for and weren't able to get, their joy is incredible. That you get from them is incredible. At one point when all the kids were home and were learning online, you know, through the Nampa Ready team, we were able to get fundraising set up for food and for toilet paper and for actually the boxes. There was one of the Nampa Chamber members, storage companies, who donated the cardboard boxes that we needed to go and deliver this food to the kids. And to see their little faces in the windows, they were always so excited. And you just felt like you've done something that made a difference, because you made a difference in that life of that child that day.
Well, I have to say, I think sometimes we overlook the little small things, right? Like getting a water bottle to a child who you know, in other circumstances cannot afford that. So what good work all of you are doing there and what you have done over the last 2 years. I want to thank all of you for telling us this story. It's nice to have some good news coming out of what has been a trying time for so many. We've been talking with Amy Bowman with the Nampa Mayor's Office, Mitch Minetti, he's the CEO of the Nampa Chamber of Commerce, and Mari Ramos, the Director of Operations at the Idaho Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. talking about how the city of Nampa came together to help during the pandemic to make sure that kids in need had those water bottles. Thank you all so very much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Up next, we take a close-up look at the art and soul of the Magic Valley.